Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me this week is Corey.
Hey, barely made it on time.
And Rich.
Okay, I'm going to stop playing Dragon Age now, I promise.
So, I've had an interesting morning. I roll out of bed at noon, as one does when they go to bed at like 5 in the morning because of Dragon Age and Gilmore Girls. And
interesting combination.
Yeah. And I get up this morning, and it's like nothing is working. I go to my phone, and it's like, why is my phone not working? It was plugged in, had zero charge, and I'm like, what in the hell? The only thing I can think of is how somehow or another it became disconnected and from the USB or whatever, and I had the Xbox app running all night long, because that's the only way I can think of that maybe, because that Xbox apps, if you don't turn it off manually, if you got that setting in there, it'll just stay on constantly. So I remembered looking at that, so maybe that's what happened. But my phone would not work this morning, and I kept putting it in and charging it, and it kept dying and coming back on, dying and coming back on. I'm like, what in the hell? So it's charging now. That freaked me out. And then I'm sitting here about 12:45, and I'm getting ready to get ready for the show. Corey calls me. He's like, hey, Rob. And all of a sudden, it's like, bloop, Skype just goes out. And I'm like, okay, and it will not let me sign back into Skype. What my old Skype name was HendersonMan77, and they will not let me sign in to that Skype name. I had to sign in through my Microsoft account, which is everything's tied together. So I don't know if Microsoft has done some new security or whatever where they won't let you sign in with your old Skype name. You have to have a Microsoft account now, but it would not let me in, and it was pissing me off.
Huh.
So, yeah, it's been one of those fucking mornings. I'm like, I'm ready to go back to bed. So... everybody's like, no one gives a shit about your story. God.
No, I was just like playing Dragon Age.
Put the controller down. Put it down. Okay. Put it down. All right. So, let's get to what we have been playing. Let's hold off on Dragon Age first. Who played Tales of Borderlands and Game of Thrones? Is that you, Rich?
That's me.
Okay. Did you finish both of them?
Nope. Dragon Age. But I did, I actually play a little more of the Tales of the Borderlands than I did Game of Thrones.
Because it came out earlier.
No, actually, I only touched them both yesterday.
Also, I loved your attempt at trying to spell Borderlands.
Oh, I know. I was kind of multitasking.
You were playing Dragon Age.
No, I was playing Dragon Age, making my kids breakfast, and talking to my wife, so yeah.
All right.
I saw the red line under the word. I just said, screw it.
You're like, that would take too much time to change. There's more.
I was playing Dragon Age. There was Darkspawn everywhere. Okay, I'll stop.
Oh, don't talk to me about Darkspawn. I've got a quest that has freaking glitched in Dragon Age that I cannot complete. It's called Trouble with Dragonspawn.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I got to the last part of it. It's like, find this dude. And he never shows up.
Oh, crap.
So, be prepared that you won't be able to finish that quest.
Okay, Tales of the Borderlands.
What was that, Corey?
You're going to start your game over so you can complete that quest?
No, I'm going to leave it alone. I can go beat this game at any point. I just don't want to.
No, one thing I found when I run into glitches with this game is move on to another quest and go back, and somehow magically quest you were on kind
of... I've done that, and I looked online. Everybody else having this... A lot of people are having... Not everybody. A lot of people are having the same issue. A lot of people who finished that quest had to go back and... a lot of people had to go back and find an older save to...
Really?
Yeah.
I'm worried now.
Yeah.
Great. Now I'm going to worry the whole podcast. Way to go, Rod.
I'm sorry, man. Maybe you're the chosen one, Rich.
We'll find out in about 2 hours.
Yeah. Maybe. So I want to get your opinion on what you have played of Tales of the Borderlands. I don't know how far you have gotten.
I'm
but as spoiler free as possible.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. Well, in Tales of the Borderlands, you play as more than one character, and I'm playing as the second character now. Okay. And I don't know, I like the writing in it. It's pretty good. It's actually kind of. I'm actually kind of laughing.
The first chapter of that game is kind of like meh. But once you get down onto the planet, it's pretty.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. So,
no, one thing I was worried about. I mean, I played Borderlands and Borderlands 2, but for whatever reason, I'm one of those people. I could just never really, really get into the game the way a lot of other people did.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of lukewarm about this, but I love what Telltale Games has done lately. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. $5. I'll give it a shot. At least the first episode. And so far, I'm letting you know when I can drag myself away from Dragon Age long enough, I'm actually enjoying it.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's the funniest part about Tales of the Borderlands is at once you meet your main character is obviously voiced by Troy Baker. And there's another scene where you're having a conversation with Nolan North. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Just like, oh, God. The game's pretty funny. I don't know how long it took me to finish the first part of it. But I do like the way this these two games are going, Game of Thrones and this one as well. You're playing as multiple characters. Game of Thrones also the same way.
Yeah.
Where you play as different characters to the story. And I really like that because I'm like, you know, Wolf Among Us is pretty cool because you're playing as one character, but, you know, it's kind of neat to see a story from two different perspectives or whatever.
Right.
And I love the way this one starts out where it's like you hear one side of the story and it's like, no, that's not how it happened.
Yeah. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot, actually. And it looks pretty good. And for a Telltale games, it's not that glitchy compared to some of the other games.
Yeah.
Was this available on the 360 and PS3, or is it just on the new gen? Okay.
Yeah, it is. Now, let me ask you this, Rob. Like, I just started playing Game of Thrones literally this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I made a conscientious effort to stop playing Dragon Age long to do it. Mm-hmm. And, dude, it doesn't look that hot. That being said, I mean, I like what I'm playing, but just aesthetically, not a very good looking game to me, at least. Yeah,
I think the problem is you're going from Tales of Borderlands to Game of Thrones because Tales of Borderlands has that cel shaded look to it, like the real game does. So I think that's
and Wolf Among Us too, like a lot of vibrant colors and everything.
Yeah, Game of Thrones definitely looks more like how Walking Dead did, where it wasn't so much cel.
I don't know because I just played Walking Dead season 2 and it looked a lot sharper to me than this.
See, I thought it looked more realistic than the rest of them. And maybe that's...
It looks more realistic, but it just doesn't look as good. I mean, there's a lot of tan.
Well,
and you got to
think of the show, man. The show is a lot of tan.
Right.
So,
But I haven't gotten that far into it. I mean, I'm loving it. You know, I love Game of Thrones, so I'm liking that I'm playing as a new house and everything.
Right.
It's kind of cool. And I like where it starts with, without spoiling it, a pivotal.
You can't really not spoil. I mean, spoil it. But the moment that pops up on your screen, you're like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, Red Wedding. This is not going to go well.
So, what? Hey, kids, or was that Amanda?
Okay, timeout. Guys, you have to go. See, I made a mistake. I left some snacks here on the coffee table. So I'm sitting here talking to you guys, and one of my kids comes and is like, hey, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, see this right here? See Skype? See this? It's like, what do you mean, what am I doing?
Kids are crazy, man.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, back to Game of Thrones and Tales of the Borderlands. I did like the story so far of Borderlands, but Game of Thrones floored me.
The story is a strong start in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong start.
I will say this, a strong finish as well.
Okay, I haven't got to finish yet.
You need to put Dragon Age down and finish Game of Thrones because I want to hear your opinion.
I will try my damnedest. You know what? I will. That is my mission tonight. I've chosen to accept it. I will do this.
And I will say this too. Having seen what's coming up in the next couple of episodes or whatever, it seems like you play more than the three characters you play in the first part of the game. It seems like it's going to be like the show where you're playing tons of different characters throughout.
I thought I heard somewhere that it was like 6 chapters and 6 different playable characters.
maybe so.
That's what I thought I heard, like, somewhere.
You know, you can go to each episode. It's like, oh, well, apparently, like, you know, they show a picture or something. It's like one of them, they show a picture of Khaleesi, and I'm like, well, hell, I guess it's going to be all over the planet. So,
yeah.
You know, I thought that's pretty cool. Because
I got a question about this. I don't watch Game of Thrones yet.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't I think matter. It kind of matters. Mm-hmm.
No?
Well, I mean, if you have no interest in watching the TV show, but you still want to play the game, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think, but you're gonna miss. You're not gonna understand what's going on. This game is not. This game is not good in telling you who these characters are.
Honestly, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
well, okay. Another question for you: If I'm gonna start Game of Thrones, at what point into the series
this
start playing this game?
This game takes place between season three up to the start of season five, is what I read.
Yeah.
So you pretty much need to watch.
You need to watch the entire series before you play the game.
Yeah, because we just got HBO Go, so I can finally watch that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would say, if you have HBO Go, do yourself a favor, watch the whole thing, because it's awesome.
And at least watch the show first before you even try the game, because I want to make sure it's something that you're going to be interested in, because we're Game of Thrones nerds, and I know Tommy's Game of Thrones nerds, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, is she going to play it as well, or is she already...
Oh, she made me stop. Well, first of all, because she wants to play Dragon Age, too, but... But she didn't want me to spoil it for her, so I had to stop playing.
Do you play these games like sitting on the couch together or something?
Hell, oh, she will with me. We're weird this way. I do not like spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a spoiler machine.
Oh, God.
She can't wait to find out what happened. Yeah, oh, yeah. She's on the laptop. She'll deny it vehemently, but she's definitely a spoiler person. And, yeah, she'll watch it with me, and she's like, why don't you want to sit with me? It's like, babe, I love you, but no. Not doing it. Not happening. We've been married 12 years now. It's not happening.
Corey, I would definitely watch the show and see what something you like, because we're, like I said, we're big Game of Thrones nerds. So
I think Corey's going to love it.
I generally like that kind of stuff. So
yeah. It's in your wheelhouse, man. You'll love it.
It was funny. Last night we were in party chat, and Steven's like, have you read, you've read all the books, right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I tried reading the first one, and it's so dry. I'm like, it's an acquired taste. It's not, it's not light reading. It's not.
Steven, get the audiobook.
Honestly, don't worry about it, Steven. Read something else. I love
it. Audiobook is good, man. It gives you things in the show that aren't in the show. Steven, it just flushes up.
Steven's ADD will not let him read an audiobook or listen.
Exactly. You don't have to read it. Just listen to it, man.
I think 5 minutes in, he'll be like, this is so boring. I need to listen to my music.
Yeah.
So, but, it's Game of Thrones is excellent. I can't recommend it high enough.
Yeah. Yeah, disappointed I was with the look of it. Sorry, Rob. I just don't like the look of it.
Oh, I mean, it's...
I love what I was playing. What I was playing was awesome.
Yeah. How many characters have you met in the story so far? I mean, that you've played as? Has it only been two or three?
Just two.
Okay, there's a third one that you'll play as.
All right, cool.
I think when you start an episode and they have the picture that pops up there, it shows you who you play in that chapter. So, because they showed all three of these people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in the story, and I definitely want to see where this goes. But Tales of the Borderlands is really good, too. I finished both of these yesterday. I played them back-to-back, so I was a little telltaled out, but I was like, I wanted to get these in. Because I wanted to be able to talk about them. Because Corey had asked me if he should buy Tales of the Borderlands. And I'm like, I don't know yet, because I had only played the first chapter and it was kind of meh. I wasn't like that excited about it. But
yeah,
when you get down to the planets and stuff, that's pretty awesome. So lots of humor. They definitely feel like two different types of games, even though they're the same style of game. One is definitely humor based and the other is definitely serious.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, it's funny. In the past, in the past 2 months, I've finished Wolf Among Us. I've done season two of The Walking Dead, and I started these. And they all have a different vibe to them, man.
Yeah. Which says
something about Telltale.
Yeah, I bought Walking Dead season two because I had only played the first chapter of it. Mm-hmm. And I just, the dog scene disturbed me so bad that I just couldn't go back to it. And so I bought it on Xbox One for $15.
Yeah, that's what I did, $15.
And I was like, God, I want to play it, but at the same time, I'm like, all my saves don't carry over or nothing, and I didn't buy the first one, and I don't want to play through the first one again anyway. And I'm just like, ugh, what do I do? And I realize I'm going to have the same issue when Wolf Among Us comes out. Mm-hmm. If they do a second season of that, so I don't, which I don't know if they will or not. It's kind of funny because they
do, I hope they do. I loved it.
They're doing two games at a time now. So, but you know, how many of these games will they have going at a time? These two are successful. Are they going to go to another thing of Borderlands and another thing of Game of Thrones? Does that mean we'll ever get the other two again? Who knows? You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we blabbed on about those two games, but they're both excellent in their own rights. So,
yes, they are.
So I'm going to let Rich talk about Dragon Age because he wasn't here last episode.
Oh boy, Dragon Age! How I love thee. Let me count the ways, man. I love this game. It's been a long time since, you know, first of all, I am a huge RPG fan, and I've been waiting for this game for a long time, and it did not disappoint. It's everything I wanted Dragon Age 2 to be. It's sprawling, a ton of fan service in it, a lot of characters from the first and second games. Mm-hmm. I like the way, you know, some people have complained about how the game doesn't hold your hand enough to make you
I kind
forward.
Of agree with that because
I don't.
Here's what I'm saying. There are so many people you look online, they're talking about this game, that are level 15 and have not left the hinterlands.
Well, that's because they had no imagination.
And I even fell into that trap a little bit. I was like I had gotten to power level like 20 before I left the hinterlands, and I was like where are the new characters? And I didn't realize that how you open up things here and there. So it's kind of like one of those things where, like, I was listening to the CAG cast and mm-hmm. Shipwreck's going on about this game, and he's pissing me off because he's like, well, I don't know if the game's fun or not, I'm just addicted to doing all the quests. He goes, I finished out the hinterlands. I'm like you're playing the game wrong, no wonder you don't enjoy it. If he's never left the hinterlands, you can't even get all the other companions.
He must be a Dark Souls fan.
Oh, you gotta let that shit go, man. Leave the hinterlands.
Yeah. See, I just, you know, I played the hinterlands for a little while, and see, the thing is, it naturally levels you up. So it's like, ooh, this is kind of hard. Let me do something else. That's when you're supposed to
mm-hmm.
go. That's what I did. I was like, man, I'm getting kind of stuck here.
But see,
other people grinding and to build up their character so they can beat that thing in the hinterlands, and they're just like missing the whole point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think the hinterlands was a big problem, is they needed to teach you how to go back to the power war table, make you do that. Because it's like they tell you, when you get to power level 4, go back to the war council room. And you're like, okay. Mm. And then you're like, you get to power level 4, and it's like, that takes you no time. I mean, it really, you do one requisition quest and a couple other little small quests, and it's like, oh, I'm there. But you're like, well, I want to explore more. But you need to leave the hinterlands, because I've run into an issue now where there's areas of the game that I never even went to, and I'm ready to beat the game. Like, I haven't gone into Empuis DeLong or whatever. I've barely scratched the surface of that area, which it's a harder level. And, yeah. But, I mean, there was, like, I over-leveled several areas in the game, like the Eternal March, I think I over-leveled it. No. The Western Approach. I over-leveled it before I even went there, really, and explored. And I'm like, the game doesn't tell you a lot of times that, hey, there are these other areas you need to... What I want is when you go to an area, you know, when you go to an area from the for the first time from the war table, it tells you what level you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I want that for every level. I wanted that for every level of the game when you go to it. Hey, I wanted something that says, hey, you need to be this level to go here. That way I would have known that, hey, I need to leave the hinterlands for a bit and go to the Western Approach and beat some of those missions, you know, because or I'm going to over-level myself, because it tops out at level 12. And what's annoying about this game is once you out-level something by 3 levels, you get no more experience for it.
I'm sorry for you, man. That didn't happen to me. Everything I'm approaching, I'm approaching it. If something's a little too hard, I'll go back to it a little later. I'm like, okay. And then I'm able to
handle it. I guess what I'm saying is
I'm still dying in some sections too. Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard. So
I will tell you this. I picked up a weapon that had the berserk capabilities, and that was messing me up. That is the worst weapon ever, because basically it takes down all your defenses and increases your attack. So you're really nailing these enemies and doing a lot of damage. But if you get hit two or three times, you're dead. And Iron Bull had that damn weapon equipped, and I didn't realize it had that feature. So he kept fucking just going through.
And you're going through potions.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, what is wrong? And I thought the game had glitched, because I go to his stats and I'm like, oh my God, it had like negative 96% on damage for protection from melee and fire. I'm like, what? What in the hell? And so I looked online. They're like, yeah, that's the Berserk weapon. Take that away from you. Take that away from him, because you don't need that. But,
well, you know, that's sort of the beauty and the curse of Dragon Age is, there are so many different variables. You have to kind of pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you kind of space out on things, it's like, oh, like, it. You know, one thing I did, I was holding on to valuable items, mm-hmm. thinking that I would at some point have to craft them.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally realized, I'm like, man, I have no more. You know, I'm constantly doing this dance where I can't, you know, I'm constantly like, destroying equipment as I get it because I don't have any room. And I realized, wait a minute, valuables are valuable. Let me sell this crap. I can't craft it.
Well, here's one thing too. Make sure you go to your research place first and drop all that stuff off before you sell your valuables, because it keeps them in the same place. Okay. So if you don't go to your research table and you just go to the sell all at the valuables before you do that, you'll lose all those research items that you had.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think the game is great, and I definitely think it's easily my game of the year. And I was so excited at the Game Awards.
Yes, we actually got it. I was like, there's no way they're going to give it to an RPG because it's an RPG.
Right. So I was very shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
But I know Corey kind of wants to play it. So.
You do. You do.
I plan on it eventually. It's just this season is really hard to get much good game time in. So.
Yeah. So, anyway, go ahead, Corey.
Everything I play right now is just like stuff I can get in like 20 minute pops or 30
or
minutes,
or 5 hours of Terraria.
Well, my last night was an exception.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that for a while.
Don't stand too far away from it because you won't be able to see it. I don't know why they did that, but it's killing me. They're making fun of me last night because everybody's on there playing it, and I'm trying to play with them. I'm 37 years old, and I've been working with one good eye right now because I'm still having surgery on the other one. And I'm just like, I can't. I've got a headache because it looks like I might as well be like 5 years old and right up against the screen. My nose should be touching the screen so I can see what's going on. It's driving me crazy. But that damn view is way pulled out. Oh, my God. But anyway. So let's get to what other people have been playing. Corey, since we talked quite a bit there, you didn't have anything to talk about, we're going to let you go first.
Cool. Well, we'll start with the Jackbox Party Pack. You guys aware of this, I'm sure?
I have heard of it. That is.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but
It's the You Don't Know Jack guys. They did this, and they did it in the same fashion that they did Fibbage. Well, in fact, Fibbage comes in it. Comes with five games. It's $25, so it's basically $5 a game. There's Fibbage, which is a basically Boulder Dash type game. Then they have the newest You Don't Know Jack in it as well as like basically a Pictionary type game, some word game that we couldn't figure out, and I don't even remember what the last one was. Oh, a true or false game. But the cool thing about these games is they're all set up to play with your smartphone or tablet or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can have one of the games, I think you can play up to 100 people. So didn't try that. We had like four of us or five of us. And you hook up your smartphone, and then your smartphone acts as your controller. It'll have the question on the smartphone and then your options to answer it. It's just really, really neat that I hope more games implement something like this so you can have a lot of people playing on the game without having to go buy another $60 controller for everybody.
Right.
So that's probably the coolest feature about it, because we played this on Thanksgiving, and you know, it was my family, and they're not gamers at all really, and they like trivia though, so we were like, let's play You Don't Know Jack, and we all had our smartphone and we all popped on there, and really the only person who had a problem was my brother, because his smartphone is older. So it was lagging quite a bit. So we would answer the questions, and his would take like 10 seconds to respond.
Mm.
But he was he was the only person who had any trouble, and we just let him borrow an iPad, and then it was fine.
Oh, well, yeah. It's nice that you got iPads that sit around and people just can borrow.
It wasn't mine. It was my stepmother's, so.
I was just interested seeing how it worked. I mean, it sounded like a cool concept. I wasn't sure if it was going to be able to work or not. It does.
It's really neat. Like, they've got a lobby set up to where you just go to their Jackbox website, and each game you play has a room code to it. So you'll type in that 4-digit code, and then you set your username on that room too, and you just hit join, and everybody pops up. And it's really neat. Just, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if it's something that's easy for everybody, but it's really, really awesome, and I think more games should implement it.
Cool. Well,
I mean, I don't know what games could, really, but...
But I guess the 100 game or whatever can be played online, but do you know if anything else can be played over?
The way it's set up, I don't really think you could play anything else up online. Because the true and false one, it's literally just a question at the top of the screen, and then a big button that says true, a big button that says false, or whatever their true or false terms are.
Okay.
Everything else, you have to listen to the audio on the TV, so I don't think you could.
Well, I mean, you'd listen to, if you were playing online with somebody else. I mean, I didn't know if you could play it over the Xbox One, Xbox Live or whatever.
Oh, no, there doesn't seem to be any sort of multiplayer mode other than just locally.
Gotcha. That sucks. I really wish I could figure that out, because I would definitely buy this, but I have no friends here besides my D&D group, but...
The last You Don't Know Jack that came out, I'm pretty sure you could play online, so I don't know why they didn't do that.
I don't know either. And it's $25 for all these games, so that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's an awesome deal. I thought about picking it up and bringing my Xbox One down to Virginia with me, because that's where I spent Thanksgiving, but I just didn't feel like hauling my Xbox all the way down.
It's definitely a good game for people who don't play a lot of games, so... Just something you can gather people around. Like, that's what we did, and it was fantastic.
That's just cool, because everyone has a smartphone, you know?
Well, I don't know. Some people have a smartphone. Mine was acting pretty stupid this morning. So. Anyway. All right. Cool. Sounds like a good value.
Yeah, it is. One of the games, like I said, we could not figure it out at all. The point system didn't make any sense. We just didn't give it much try. It was the word one. Yeah. You're supposed to say a word, or there will be a word pops up, I guess, and then you're supposed to complete a phrase. So it'll be like, rock will be the word that's up there.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll be like, well, rock star is a phrase that everybody knows, or a word.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, whatever you might put. And then everybody votes on it if they like it or not. But then why would you ever vote that you would like something? Because you're trying to win. So...
Oh, weird.
It's like everybody, at least the way it worked for us is everybody downvoted it, and then they would put their phrase in, and then they would downvote that because they're trying to get the most points. So nobody got any points in our game. It was just like negative scores.
Huh. That does sound weird. It's almost like you need a referee like Cards Against Humanity does.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing that's weird about it is like, doesn't go in order of people. It just seems to randomly pick the next person, and sometimes it would be like, it would be me picking the phrase or saying the phrase, and then it would go to the person next to me, and then it would go back to me, and then it'd go to the person three people from me, and it wouldn't like be in any sort of order or fairness, really, because like I got to say the phrase like six times and everybody else maybe got it like once or twice.
Maybe it goes to whoever got the most points, or...
Well, that's what we thought too, but we...
Nobody's
tried
that.
We tried with one person just to upvote it, and then it just randomly picked the next person. So maybe there's some sort of rule that I just couldn't catch on to.
Gotcha. All right. Next.
Yeah. As we mentioned before, we were playing Terraria. Now, did you pick that up just last night?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I picked it up day one.
Oh, I thought you just picked it up last night, because we were all playing. And then all of a sudden you popped up.
But didn't it come out on Friday?
No, it's been out for at least two
weeks.
A couple
weeks, yeah.
Oh, on an Xbox?
Mm-hmm, Xbox One.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh.
It's impossible to play for me. they made a... So you didn't know anything about this, Rich? You didn't know they put Terraria on Xbox One?
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew it was coming out, but I didn't realize it was out.
Okay, here's the big problem. Like this week.
I thought it came out on Friday.
It came out physically Friday, but it's been out digitally.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, it's been
a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah, but to me, the screen is so far pulled back that I can't play it. They did it good. It's great for exploring, but if you're trying to, if you got bad eyes and you're trying to hit certain blocks or anything, I can't play it. It's just impossible for me unless I'm sitting right up on the TV. And they brought it out on PS4 as well, but the PS4 uses the touch screen on it to actually zoom in and out, pinch and zoom.
Well, that's cool.
Your screen. Yeah. But on the Xbox One version, they don't have anything to do that, so they just left that feature out. There's no way to zoom in the screen. And
I didn't look in options or anything. Anything?
I've looked in options. Okay. I've looked online. People are bitching about it. There's no way to change it. And it doesn't sound like they're planning on changing it because there's no easy way to do it. And I'm just like, I can't play it.
Yeah, it's kind of strange they did it. I can kind of understand if you have that pinch and zoom ability to do that, that would make sense. But I don't know why they'd leave it static like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, besides that, though, I mean, the game is still really good. And they've added a ton of stuff since the 360 release. I mean, I keep finding new items that I didn't run into before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, I don't know how many items in this game already before they added this. So we were talking last night, and I'm just like, what does this do? And Sean's been playing it for a couple hours already. And he's like, oh, that's the thing that does that. And I'm like, how did you learn this stuff already? And I guess Wikipedia, or maybe he's just that good at it and plays it that much.
He probably looked it up somewhere.
Yeah, I can't find items that he hadn't found yet, though, either, or knew about. Like, I found like a blizzard in a bottle, which is, I guess, kind of like a cloud in a bottle, which makes you be able to double jump. But instead of just double jumping, it actually like lets you glide for a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of, I mean, it's little stuff, but there's a bunch of new items.
Hmm.
And I'm probably going to be obsessed with the game for the next couple months.
Yeah, that's why I'm holding off on it for a while. It's like, I got one obsession already, you know?
It's got to end sometime, man.
Yeah.
Then we'll have to cry because there'll be no telling when we'll get the next one.
Oh, the DLC, man.
Ah, that's true. All right. Next.
Next for me was Magic 2015. My brother got this, so I got it to play with him. It's Magic.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Why don't you play a real game like Dungeons and Dragons, nerd?
Well, I tried, but then the team I was playing with disbanded, so.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah, it's just a reskinned of like all the other Magic games, but the one thing it does nice is it gives you like boosters that you can actually unlock for beating people. In the campaign.
Beating people and off, more than likely.
You're just not a fan of this, are you?
I can't stand card games. I can't stand Magic. Never have liked it.
Yeah, it's definitely, you've got to like Magic. You've got to be fond of it at least a little bit. Yeah, but anyways, when you beat people in the campaign, you unlock boosters. And there's like 10 cards or whatever is like in a booster pack. And it feels really nice to open those and be able to make your deck however you want to. In the first one they had several years ago, you couldn't really customize your decks all that much. You could add like two or three more cards to your deck, and that was about it. But this, you can actually take any cards from ones you've unlocked and build your deck from scratch. So it's a nice addition to the game.
Huh.
But it's still Magic nonetheless, so you still gotta like that.
Yeah.
Nerd, play your Magic. I've got my cards over here. Yes,
only
I
one card game I play.
I use this card here that I've got seven of as my pocket protector. All right, what's next?
Well, I don't know if you guys have played this, but it's the free one they gave out this month.
I've downloaded it.
I've downloaded it and haven't played it yet either.
I didn't remember what it was called when I put it on the outline, but apparently you fixed that for me.
Yeah.
I assure you guys have played Worms games in the past.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So you can have the normal battle, like the 5-on-5 battle mode that they have in every Worm game,
mm-hmm.
but they've actually added a companion to this one. You play as one worm and you're going through, and it's got this little British lady who's, I guess, a worm. I don't know. You don't ever see her. And she's telling you to go through the museum and stop the big bad guy. and she's humorous, quite humorous, actually.
Wait, so it has a single player mode?
Yeah, it's got like a...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I might have to try this out now. I mean, I was planning on trying to, you know, doing the multiplayer and everything, but that sounds kind of cute. Yeah, I mean, it's always had like a campaign kind of where it's like you play as a team of worms, you got to beat these worms in a certain time limit and stuff like that. But this sounds really interesting. Sounds different.
Yeah, I'm with that because I was kind of holding out for me and my wife to finish Dragon Age because usually we play worms.
Sounds like you need a second Xbox, son.
Dude, that's what Christmas is for.
Oh, spoilers!
Yeah.
Also, you need a second Wii U so you can play Bayonetta.
No, I'm not. Not gonna happen. I'm gonna hold out hope that we'll see it on other consoles.
You're never gonna see that.
Other platforms, I mean.
Never gonna see that.
I know.
Anyway, go ahead, Corey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they added a campaign. Where it's kind of turn-based, but it's kind of not at the same time. You'll go through, and it's all the same levels of any Worms game where you have the weird stuff lying around and you can blow it up and stuff. But they've actually got like a kind of path carved through it, and you'll run into an enemy worm, and then it'll kind of go into like a pseudo turn-based where you're just going back and forth.
Oh, so it's like, so it becomes like a RPG kind of.
Almost, yeah, because there's health vials and stuff that you can find throughout the... I don't remember what they are. Actually, okay. They might just be health packs.
I'm going to play a little of this tonight, too. It sounds awesome, yeah. Actually.
I've only played about 3 or 4 levels of it, but it's really neat, and I'm planning on getting back to it, but just so much stuff this week.
Yeah.
So.
Indeed.
Yeah, and then we started a clan. Me and Sean started a clan in it, or group, or whatever they call those things. Every game calls them something different. And we versed each other, and...
Sean's dirty.
Yeah, Sean, he just kept killing all his own worms the night we played it. He just would launch something and it'd launch his worms off the edge or whatever. So it's that fun chaos that all those worm games has always had.
That's crazy. So
it's kind of disappointing, though, that this is the free game of the month. Like, it's a good game, but, I mean, it's one of those games you can play for 10 minutes and be satisfied with it.
I'm happy with this enough because, you know, most of the stuff they've given us for free lately, I didn't care about, like, Chariot.
And
so, I mean, I would have bought this game if it wasn't $25 when it launched. And I was like, that's ridiculous.
You know, I purposely didn't buy this game in the hopes that it would be a games for gold game.
Value-wise, I think it's probably one of the better ones they've given on the Xbox One so far. Because it was priced at $25 versus most of the $10 or $15 ones they've given away.
And speaking of surprised free games, you played some Limbo.
Yeah, I actually played through it entirely in one setting.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Wow. Once I started it, I forgot how good that game was, and I was just like, oh, I can't stop playing it.
Yeah.
And I got all but that last achievement in that one setting, so it's a really easy 900 points.
Hmm.
Yeah. that art style, I forgot how good it was. When they said that they're giving away Limbo, I was like, man, Limbo's like 10 years old, whatever. And then I started playing and I was like, this game is really still good. Beautiful.
Yeah. How does it look on the Xbox One?
It's really crisp. The fading of the shadows, it blends really well, so it just looks really nice.
You know, I'm hoping that maybe do we have any idea when their new game's coming out?
They haven't never said.
They just announced it, right?
Yeah, they announced it at E3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that studio a lot. I mean, I'd like to see some more stuff. So I'll probably play whatever that... Well, I don't even remember what it's called.
I think it's Never or something. Is it... Oh, I can't remember now. Is it Play Dead's the name of the studio, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Kush isn't here for me to stop me from fact-checking.
Well, while we figure that out, I'll go ahead and talk about these last two games. I just one day I was off last week and I was playing a bunch of old stuff. Inside, that's right.
Okay.
I was playing a bunch of old games that I had, and I was playing Super Smash Brothers, and we talked about that Earthbound documentary, and it just got me craving to play Super Earthbound again, so I started that game again. And I love Earthbound. That's one of those games that I can go back to every 18 months or so, and I'll go back and play through it entirely, and it's such a good RPG. But it's also a long enough period for me to forget all the little minor details about that game. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple spots where I was just banging my head because it's old school RPG. It doesn't have really a direction that you're supposed to go. It's just like, right, go do this thing, and you go and do it. And it's got a bunch of really minute details that just don't make any sense when you're thinking about it in modern day context. Like, for example, I saved Paula from her thing that she was dealing with.
Spoilers.
And yeah, spoilers of a, what, 20-year-old game? I saved her, and then you go talk to this guy. He gives you a big wad of cash, and you go to a like a venue for a concert, and this guy's been holding this band hostage, basically, with a crippling debt, and you go give this guy the money, and he's like, oh, you've got a lot of money there. Let me take a closer look at it. And you try and give it to him again, and he's like, oh, you got a lot of money there. Let me take a closer look at it. And you're like, what am I supposed to do? And you actually have to walk around his desk and like get right up next to him and show him the water cast. He's like, oh, you've got $10,000. I guess their debt's paid off. You can go. And I was like, really? I had to walk around the desk to do that?
Well, let's just think how far RPGs come from. First real RPG on like consoles that was actually Dragon Quest. And you had to actually walk up to somebody, hit the button to open a menu to hit talk to them. You had to hit the button twice. Well, it was so annoying.
That's how it is in this.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. And another thing that was just like, I had to look up the instructions on how to do this or a walkthrough because I just couldn't figure it out. It was, there's this part where you have to go and there's this hidden door behind a waterfall and you have to get a secret password. So I found the secret password. And it's like, go say the secret password and wait 3 minutes. And I went into the door, hit say the password, which is actually the password is say the password. So I stand there for a second. I'm like, it's not really going to make me wait 3 minutes, is it? And so I sit there and I wait. And it's like, ding, you can now go in the door. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Who would have figured this out if you weren't reading text? If you didn't read to say that you had to wait 3 minutes. So. Yeah. Just old school RPG or weird tropes. It's a lot of fun, though. Hmm. If you've never played it, I recommend it because it is, I think it's only $10 on the Wii U network or shop or whatever it's called. So, really good game.
Alrighty.
One last game I've been playing. I know I've been talking a lot, but I got one more. Picross 3D. Are you guys, it's for
my mom. I bought this for mom on the DS and she played it a little bit, but it was too hard for her.
This is another one of those games that I go back to every once in a while because I like puzzle stuff. So, did you ever play it?
I played a little bit of it.
I played a little too.
Yeah. It's for people who don't know, Picross is like a
staple of Nintendo, mostly in Japan, but it's made a resurgence over here since the DS.
So Picross normal is like a grid and you have to, there's numbers on the side of the grid and you have to fill in those numbers based on where the numbers lie. With the 3D, they've made three dimensional cubes. I guess the closest comparison is like a Rubik's cube almost, or it's got gridded three dimensional squares. And then they have the numbers on the side of the squares and you have to pick away blocks at a time. And it's one of those games that you can pop in and play one here and then you can just burn through an hour and a half just playing through it before you're going to bed. That's what's been happening to me like every night. But I'm also a fan of puzzles. Anything puzzles, I will play. So.
Alrighty. Yeah. Okay, cool. Then we will move on to Rich.
Yeah, well, besides Dragon Age, I played Geometry Wars 3 finally. Have you guys played that at all?
I played the demo.
Yeah, it's Geometry Wars.
Yes, it is.
Yep, that's about it. Well, I mean, to be fair, though, I mean, there's an adventure mode where I don't know. I played the adventure mode a little bit. It's kind of weird. It's almost like what's the shooter on the PS3 and Vita?
Oh, Starship. Yeah,
where you're kind of flying around these, you know, different geometric designs or whatever, like an oval or a circle or flying around a square and I mean, it's kind of gives it kind of makes it not Geometry Wars as far as I'm concerned.
I'm a Geometry Wars purist.
No, I mean, no, I'm not very good. I'm one of those people who buys twin stick shooter games, but I'm not very good at them. But I still enjoy playing them.
Well, so. Corey, you played the demo of this on Xbox 360, right?
Yeah, they have the demo available, so I was turning on my 360 to download the pregame.
We were talking about this last night. I miss demos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
It seems crazy that they don't have them on the Xbox One almost ever.
Yeah. Or the PS4, they don't really have that many demos.
No, I mean, yeah, it's like this generation's like, fuck demos. Yeah.
I think I understand why they want to do that, but it doesn't make sense to me.
From a consumer aspect, this makes no sense at all.
Well, because they say that if you have a demo on your game, this is what Phil Spencer or somebody said, that you will play it and you'll either like it or you won't, and then there's a more likelihood that you won't like it because it's a demo and you won't buy the full game. But that doesn't make sense to me, because
if you don't get to even play it at all, how do you know if you'll like it?
So
less likely to buy it new and wait for a sale.
And yeah, I bought so many games based off the demos that I played on the 360. A ton of arcade games based off
Me too. And my arcade intake on the Xbox One is not even close to what it used to be on the 360. You know, I mean, I guess the other argument people make too is like, well, you know, I was just watch the Twitch feed. And to me, watching Twitch is... And first of all, I'm not really a Twitch person per se. I'll watch something every once in a while to see what it looks like. But seeing what something looks like and actually playing it are completely two different things, you know?
Yeah, I get annoyed when I go to, like, a game, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know this game was out. Oh, they got a video here. Oh, it takes me to Twitch. And I'm like, I don't want to watch a Twitch stream of it. I just wanted to see, like, a short video.
And the person playing it may or may not be annoying, you know? A lot of mitigating factors there.
A lot of people are not here to hear you talk. Shut up.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But getting back to Geometry Wars.
It's like in porn when a guy starts talking. No one wants to hear you talk.
Right. I found myself playing the classic mode more because that's what I know.
The classic mode, is it like true classic mode where it's just the square or the rectangular?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. And that's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of different modes and everything in there. I mean, it's Geometry Wars. Do we really need another Geometry Wars? I think it all boils down to. I'm not so sure we did. But I got it, and it's one of those games I'm sure I'll pick up and play for 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and have some fun with it, and be at the bottom of the leaderboard. I also play, speaking of another time killer, I mean, I swear, this game was made specifically for me when I'm watching Arrow. Threes. Have you guys played Threes at all?
You mean 2058?
2058. I don't get it.
There's a game that's basically cloned Threes. Oh. It's the free version of Threes. Oh. I think it's called 2058 or something like that.
The year we make contact. Oh wait.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. You snap it you snap the game while you're watching TV or whatever, and you're basically sliding multiples of threes to try to get as high a score as you can. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Is it? It was like a dollar on the iPhone, right?
Yeah, and it's like $6 on the Xbox.
Is it worth the $6?
To get through some episodes of Arrow, yes.
Oh, come on.
Is it that hard to get through Arrow?
He's
sometimes it is,
God.
Sometimes it is. You know, sometimes it is. Some of those, like...
Rich doesn't like all the touchy-feely stuff of Arrow.
I don't at all.
I need to catch up on that show.
Yeah, Flash is just a way better show. But
I think it's
worth it. I think it's, you know, because sometimes I'll watch TV and I'm just kind of like doing something on my tablet or whatever while I'm watching it because I'm just sort of watching it. This is kind of the same thing with Threes. He can just kind of snap in the corner.
See, and, whenever I'm watching TV, I'm with my wife and she gets mad at me when I'm doing anything but watch TV. So
yeah.
If I'm on my phone or anything, she's like, you need to be watching the show. I don't know why she turned into a grizzly bear.
Yeah,
but
it's definitely
my
not
wife is a grizzly bear. Roar.
it's definitely not for everybody. But I mean, I like it. And I don't watch TV with my wife. We watch movies together, but regular TV, no. That's something we don't do.
guys are weird. I'm learning this more and more as I talk to you guys. So what is Threes? Let's get on with this because we're way.
Yeah,
off.
Well, Threes, it's a game where you're trying to combine multiples of threes for a high score, and they kind of come down. You can kind of the numbers will either drop down or come in from the left, and once in a while you can have them come in from the right. To be honest with you, I'm still figuring out some of the nuances of the game. I've only played it a few times, but it's kind of cool.
Now it's like you're not in math. It's like you're not doing anything that requires
we
intelligence,
laugh
right?
Nothing over you know, basic third grade mathematics.
We're laughing because Steven has been bitching about this game ever since it was announced. Who wants to play a stupid math game? It's all about math. Who wants to play math? Math is stupid. We don't.
Well, it's funny. I kind of do math for a living, and the last thing I think I'd want to do is do math when I'm on my couch, but I find it kind of fun.
He was going on his indie rant. Stupid shit like this should stay on the iPhone. It shouldn't be on Xbox. It should be on Xbox One for $7 when it was $1 on it.
I agree with the price, though. It was a little pricey. I just want to have this because I thought it was kind of a neat idea. I want to see how it played with the snap in the corner and everything. So, yeah, I think it's a little overpriced, too, to be honest with you.
Well, it'll be free next month, so, you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure this will be a free game at some point. I shouldn't say free for next month. I should say free for next month and the month after that and probably the month after that.
Yeah, it's a cool little game. I mean, if you want to do something a little different, I definitely would say give it a shot. Give it a shot. The other game I was playing, well, actually just two more. I forgot to put one of them down. I've also been playing, and I do not speak Japanese. I'm probably going to butcher the hell out of this.
Saran Map Kaguri Shinova Shi versus Tiger 13. No.
Yeah.
Saran Wrap.
The fan service trail continues on my PS Vita. I was going down to Virginia for Thanksgiving, and I was like, well, I'm going to bring my Vita with me since I want to bring my Xbox. It's something to kill some time. And I was like, oh, I heard this game is actually a pretty cool beat-em-up fighting game. So I got it, and I didn't realize what I was in for. I'm like, yeah, maybe the kids can play this,
oh,
too.
Oh, God.
Thank God I had them bring their DS because they cannot play this game.
Is it dirty as hell? Is that what it is?
Dude, okay. So the premise of the game is you're at an all girls boarding school.
Oh God.
With, you know, with the various anime tropes of girl, and they all have really big bouncy boobs. And there's a lottery game where you can win new lingerie. So I kind of figured this out in the first 5 minutes. Yeah, I didn't, because I just downloaded it. I was like, oh, this looks kind of cool.
Did you even look at any of the artwork for it? No, I mean, dude,
they have some cute anime girl going, hee. I was like, oh, fighter. I'm like, okay, whatever. And, oh my God, dude. Okay. It's actually
Faker banging Asians. We can mark that off the list.
The mechanics,
oh my God.
The mechanics of the game are actually pretty good. I mean, especially for the Vita, the fighting system is actually pretty decent. You really have to be on your P's and Q's to get a good rating when you're doing some of these arena battles.
It's a $50 game. Oh, that's because it comes with something special in the physical.
I'm looking at the artwork, man. These girls are naked. I mean,
yeah,
like,
dude,
almost fully naked.
Dude, they have, not only do they have like G strings, they have C strings. You know what a C string is? It's crazy. and like you can have this like superpower ability where you can sort of boost up your offense, but you have no defense. And basically what you do is you hit like the right bumper and the triangle, and you go into the cinematic, and you have to like touch the girl's boobs with your thumbs and go out toward either side of the screen.
Wow.
I'm watching
a little video right now.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
And she changes uniforms, and it's like, it's crazy. And there is a story mode for each girl, And there is a main story.
Who
where...
is it? Is the story mode how to get pregnant by your 16th birthday?
No, there's no dudes in it, so no chance of pregnancy in this game. It's all girls, and it's fucking bananas. it's actually
wait, are they actually fucking bananas? Because that kind of looks like the kind of game that
I
would
honestly, man, I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
It's, what is this rated?
M.
Okay, I figured so.
Yeah, yeah, it's batshit crazy. It's kind of awesome though. It's very Japanese. And there's actually a decent game under all that bullshit. It's kind of
where
fun.
Is Polygon when these sick filth is being released?
Oh, it's awesome! Ah, oh, fuck Polygon. It's pretty good. Despite the gratuitous fan service, there's actually a decent game in there, and it's kind of cool.
Definitely gonna be the first game I pick up when I get a Vita.
There you go. I was gonna say if you're gonna get a Vita, this is one you should get. They also have a cooking game, and I'm like, if this is their fighting game and it's actually good and there's all this crazy shit in it, I need to get the cooking game. It's like a cooking rhythm game. That's only $14. I'm like, I can't lose, man.
Why don't they just do what they're trying to do? Make a hand job rhythm game? Because that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, because that's a little too much.
They had that back in like the ColecoVision.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. So I play this at work sometimes, and you know, I work in a mixed sex environment, so I have to be kind of careful who I'm playing this game around. Which brings me to the other game, which I didn't put on the list. During lunch at work, I've been playing Cards Against Humanity with some friends. God.
I've got a story about this a little bit later.
And I've heard so much about the game. And I finally, I picked it up. I was like, hey, maybe I'll bring this down to Virginia with me for Thanksgiving. and then I was like, you know, some of my wife's family is cool. Some of them, not so much. So I was like, I heard on the side of caution. I'm like, yeah, I'll play with some of the guys at work instead. And just like a core of like four of us that play it, and it's awesome. It's freaking hilarious.
I just don't think I could play this with a mixed racial group. I just don't think I could play it.
I played this game with my grandmother, and it was the most awkward thing ever. So don't do that.
Play with your grandmother.
Because my cousin brought the game. Oh, it was God. Like one of the first times we played it, and he's like, let's play this game. And I was like, okay.
What's worse is playing with people, and you have to explain stuff like, what's pixelated bukkake? Oh, God. Don't even start.
Yeah, dude. So the group is me, black guy, two white guys, Hispanic chick, and an Asian guy. That's our core group. It's freaking hilarious. But it's funny. There's like, we have like this whole thing going on where whenever we do this at lunch, we go to different parts of the building because people are like, someone made the mistake of like putting it on Facebook, me. And some of the coworkers are like, oh, that looks awesome.
Oh, no.
So they're like trying to get in on the action, but we're like, no, you're going to ruin the vibe. Because some of the guys that I work with, like, you know, I work in tech, so some of the guys can be pretty fucking creepy. So we have to like migrate where we play the game because they're trying to find out because they're trying to get in on the action. So it's kind of a meta game inside the heart.
It almost sounds like one of those underground like heart pins or whatever.
Cards, man. It's hilarious.
Hey, I've got this egg here. I'm gonna bring this egg here, and when I bring this egg here, you tell me the password, and I take the password to the door. Yeah, see.
Yeah, but you can find the right group of people to play with. Like, dude, I would love to play with you, Rob. We'd have fun.
No,
man.
I couldn't, man.
You couldn't.
No, fun. I would be afraid to offend somebody.
You can't be afraid of offending anybody with this game.
Because it's, yeah, exactly.
I kind of want to talk about this since we're already talking about Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Every year they do a special Christmas related thing they sell. Mm-hmm. Last year it was the 12 bullshits of Christmas.
Yeah.
This year
with
it's
bullshit in it.
Well, that's something different entirely.
Okay.
This year it's the 10 or whatever Kwanzas, or I think
the
that's
10 days or whatever of Kwanzaa.
Yeah. So I got my first pack in it, and it came with two cards. And one of the cards says, here lies Cory Porter, 1988 through 2015, devoted friend and lover of blank. So that's the black card you can play. And then I got a white card that says Cory Porter's butt.
Yeah, I've seen that. Everybody posts some pictures of that. Nice. It seems like everybody gets the same white card. But everybody gets a different. It seems like a lot of people are getting different black cards.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So so I need to add those to my actual deck.
But the black cards all have your name on them too. They both the cards have. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, and then on the topic for Black Friday, they did this thing. They apparently the people who make Cards Against Humanity hate Black Friday. They think it's I mean, consumer BS.
Yeah.
So they sent a special thing. They shut down their entire store except for this one item, and it's literal bullshit. It's literally a box of cow feces. And I asked we were on a group chat with everybody on our phone, and I sent a picture of what it was to the group, and everybody unanimously said, yes, you should buy that. So I bought a box of bullshit.
Oh, you did?
Awesome.
No, I think it's going to come in Monday.
I wonder if it'll actually really be bullshit.
Yeah, I'm really interested.
Yeah, bullshit's pretty dry, so.
If it is, I'm going to gift it out to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, how will you know until you open it up? And if you open it up, then you ruin the gift.
We'll see. It depends how it's packaged.
Yeah. It can be done.
If you open it up, I don't know what I thought I was expecting.
It said bullshit right out of the box. What are you expecting?
Either way, you can't be disappointed, right? Nope, either it's actual bullshit or it's going to be some knickknack.
How much was it?
It's like $5 or $6.
Oh, it wasn't even that expensive.
That's money well spent.
Just don't you leave it on your entertainment center as a curio.
Yeah, here, curiosity. Are either you guys going to PAX East this year?
Do I ever go to PAX East?
Well, I hope you do, because I'm bringing.
I
my
do want to go
me,
at
man.
Some point, but it's always on the weekend that I work, and
yeah.
I don't. It's expensive to fly out there.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, the description of this was pretty good. I'm trying to find the picture. I took a.
Well, while you were doing that, I am going to move on.
I've got it right here.
Okay. Go ahead, Corey.
The description for the bullshit. Don't miss out on the once-a-lifetime offer. Today only. Literal feces from actual bulls. Looks, smells, and tastes like shit because it is. Hand-packaged inside custom bullshit box. Fertilize your garden. Adorn a festive tree.
Feces.
Surprise your surprise your loved one with the gift of poop. So, I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. I picked up. Okay, I traded in a lot of my PS4 games, like Tomb Raider and Shadows of Mordor, because I picked them up on sale on Xbox One. And what was really funny is I paid $25 for Shadows of Mordor and was able to sell my copy from the PS4 to GameStop for $30. So
nice.
that was a pretty deal there. So.
That's win right there, buddy.
So I traded in some stuff that I had here and there because I'm trying to liquidate my PS4 collection and get most of that stuff that I haven't finished on Xbox One. I still need a copy of Watch Dogs and stuff like that, but I missed the $12 sale for it at GameFly, so I'm hoping to catch it for that price again soon.
I'm sure that game will be cheap again.
Mm-hmm. Dude, isn't like $15 at GameStop?
No,
the used copies aren't. Because no. I could have sworn the one.
No, it's still $40 used.
Really?
On Black Friday, it was really cheap at GameStop, but I think other than that.
But I traded some stuff in, and I picked up Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham. And, you know, I like these little Lego games. And
yeah, me too.
So far, I like this one plays better than Marvel. I just like how it's set up so far. But the fact that it's DC, and I'm not a big DC fan, I don't know who half these damn people are, like Star Sapphire and shit from, because they're all Green Lantern characters, because it takes a lot out in space. A lot of it takes place out in space. So, you know, it's really hard for me to know who some of these characters are. But, you know, it's got characters that I do know in there, too. And it's more puzzly, and that's what I like about it. Marvel went more action, and Batman's always been more about the puzzles. And I kind of...
You said you picked this up at GameStop?
Yeah, picked it up at GameStop.
Did you get the Plastic Man figure?
My manager there gave me the that one night at a midnight launch because he had an extra one. He just handed it to me because I buy so much shit there.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy how many they got.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, yeah, I got my little Plastic Man. but I think the game's pretty fun. You know, people should wait on it. You know, I don't think anybody's going to rush out and buy this unless they just love these Lego games. But I thought it was a good game to play while I was talking to people online and stuff. because it's really hard to play Dragon Age to people talking. So,
has the LEGO formula changed much lately?
When's the last LEGO game you played?
I dabbled on the Marvel one. I played probably an hour and maybe two of that. And then before that, I think it was LEGO Star Wars.
It's really hard to say. Marvel Superheroes doesn't open up to like four or five levels in. And then it becomes open world. If you don't get, there's an open world there and you may not even realize it.
I got to the open world, okay. So.
Yeah.
So LEGO Batman's open world from the beginning?
No. Not so far. So I'm just saying that I don't know yet. I've only played like the first level and a half. But it's fun what I've played. There's a level where you got to fight Batman because he gets attacked by Brainiac, and so you're fighting him as Robin and Alfred, and that's pretty cool. Alfred basically plays like Captain America, where he can throw his serving tray like Captain America's shield.
Nice.
He also puts it on the ground and steps on it to get over fire like Captain America did with his shield. So that's his little. He's basically Captain America. It's pretty funny. Picked up Forza Horizon 2.
Yes.
And I played a little bit of that. I've got to I beat my first. You got the three races or whatever that before you can move on to the road trip or whatever. And I beat the first one of those three. That's as far as I've gotten. But I've had a lot of fun with it. I really wish I could get better at the driving part, though. I just don't understand that yellow, green, red line. And I'm trying. I understand it, but I'm just not very good at it. I really spin out quite a bit, but
keep at it.
Yeah, I'm having a good time playing it. The problem is, it gave me, it's like, oh, here's you got a rival now. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to beat the shit out of Lake. Fuck, Lake blew me away, Corey. So
I'll let him know.
I could beat it. I was like six or seven laps. I'm like, this motherfucker, I can't beat him. It's like I think he just stops at the start line and just waits for me to get ahead, and then it just takes off and just beats the shit out of me. It's like that's what he did on purpose. I just can't.
Yeah, Rob, if you see my drive attire, just keep going.
Oh, I've seen your drive attire.
Just keep going.
You're at the very first main race I ever did. I'm like, oh, there's Rolex, and I passed it right up. But the funny thing is, when I beat one of the missions and I was going to the next one, I pull out on the road. Fucking Kush just plows into the side of me.
Yeah, Kush's driver tire is a bastard, man.
I've got a video of it on my upload. Somebody needs to check that shit out because I got pictures of that. But I've quit running into trees, so maybe my driver tire will actually do something when you see me on there now, Corey.
Yeah, we should get it all of us on there and play.
Yeah, that'd be fun, man.
Yeah, but we got to beat Dragon Age first.
Dragon Age. Well, yeah, once Dragon Age is done, I'm in.
And then I broke down because people were saying lots of cool stuff about it. Smash Brothers for Wii U, and I wish I hadn't.
Oh man!
This game's fucking terrible. I don't understand why people like this game. Dude, it controls like shit.
I'm with you, but I'm getting it anyways because my kids.
Oh, I know your kids want it because I was their hero when I gave them the code for the DS.
Yep, you were, man.
So, yeah, this.
But you liked the Wii one though, didn't you?
No, wait, I like the Wii. I like the Superstar mode, the Spaceship Emissary mode, and that gave me a reason to play it. This one doesn't give me any reason to play it. It's like all too hard. It's like, hey, kill Donkey Kong and Bowser. And I'm like, okay. Oh, well, you gotta do it without taking damage if you want the free prize. And I'm like, well, I can't even fucking hardly beat him, and I'm just not taking any damage. I'm like, no, this is stupid. So I just left it.
Some of those missions in that mode are really, really difficult.
Literally the first mission is impossible for me.
I can't do that. Anyone that requires doing it within like a minute or whatever, or that doesn't take damage, I can't do it.
I'm like, well, how the hell do you do that? So I don't know, man. I just that just turned me off to this game. I mean, I like getting the little trophies and stuff and reading the little descriptions, but I just can't play this game. And I can't, for the life of me, I don't understand why I cannot do the controls in this game. I do not understand them. I don't like the fact that the jump button is. I remapped it, but what's annoying to me is okay. The top button, whatever it is, I think it's X, is the jump button, and then it's the three bottom buttons. Are the attack and
what controller are you playing with?
The pro controller.
Oh, see, I'm using the GameCube.
Yeah, but I don't have a GameCube controller to play it with. I did look that one controller up. Yeah, that's a controller. It's a GameCube style type of controller that hooks into a Wiimote.
You're talking about the ones that are like themed like Mario and Peach and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at those the other day, and I realized that too.
Yeah, so that to me would probably be just as good as finding a GameCube adapter, considering you can't find one hardly.
They're going for $100.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. But I just
did you get your Amiibo with it?
I didn't get any Amiibos.
Yeah. You need to get those Amiibos, man. They make that game so much better.
Apparently, they've already discontinued the fitness trainer and some other stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess they're not selling. Who the hell wants a fitness trainer? I mean,
she's
hot.
Buy those.
But I mean, but I kind of want a Link and a Zelda when they come out. But I don't know. I just don't want to pay that money for something that's kind of useless.
Yeah, I've heard even in the other games they don't do much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're cool. They're cool, but like the Disney Infinity characters, at least they do something. At least you can't play the game without them, which sucks. But at the same time, at least when you buy it, you're getting something out of it. And this is just like, oh, what's the point?
Yeah, so. I couldn't figure out the whole Amiibo thing. I was expecting way more. It's Nintendo. I mean, come on, you're supposed to, bring it.
All right, and the last thing I wanted to talk about is I picked up that Never Alone game, which is about the Inuit.
Yeah, I almost picked that up.
Pulled off on this.
Really?
Because I was expecting Limbo, and I'm not really feeling it. It kind of feels like Limbo, but also kind of feels like it's got that indie film over it where stuff doesn't seem as, I don't know, it just doesn't. You know how some indie games, like, it almost feels like it's not there perfect or something. Just something, it's something that feels weird, and it just kind of feels boring.
Yeah, because it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I love Limbo, and this game was supposed to be like Limbo, but I don't. It doesn't have that thrill that Limbo gave you. That I don't know, and I haven't got. It just seems like I'm just going from one side of the screen to the other, and there's like no real puzzles. It's just platforming and crap like that. And it's like I know there's a few puzzles, but you get like a wolf, and it's like, oh, you got to throw this wolf up. You got to get this wolf to jump up to this. Cliff up here, but to do that, so he can throw the rope down, but to do that, you gotta stand here and wait for this misty godlike being to come into the screen so you can just platform up there. So it's like, it's not even like you're solving a puzzle, it's like, oh, you're waiting for a platform and jumping from cloud to cloud to get up to this top of this thing so you can throw a rope down. It's like, yeah, that's not Limbo. Limbo was like, pull a switch here, now jump across this, now dodge here or jump over this and watch out for the kids with the spear, and you're like, this is not, I don't know, I'm just not feeling it.
So, do you know if it's a long game?
Only 4 hours long from what I hear. And I've played like the first hour.
That's disappointing.
So, I mean, it could get better, but I don't know, I would definitely wait for a sale. But we gotta move along here. So, I watched The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. And this is a movie they shouldn't have split into two parts. That's all I'm going to say. The book wasn't, there wasn't enough in this first movie to really justify going to see it. At least that's how I feel. And I love the books. So
yeah, we're going to go see this soon. I don't know when, but planning on it.
Yeah.
No interest at all.
Then, why is the Game Awards in the movies? Who did this?
Oops. Well, it's not television.
Fair enough. Okay.
Good, it wasn't me.
but to be fair, it wasn't a movie either.
No, we don't have a section for internet shows.
Well, so there's a reason for that. No. But, yeah, so I didn't actually watch the Game Awards. I watched a lot of the videos and stuff that they showed, which was interesting.
Did you watch this, Ridge?
Yes, I did. Okay. Well, I let me preface that. I watched the first half of it.
We
by 11:45, I was gassed. I'm like, this is too long.
Yeah,
you watch the whole thing?
Every year we get together. It's kind of a tradition now that we get together and have a big party around the Game Awards. Even though it's really dumb most of the time, it's still fun. Mm-hmm. So there was about 6 or 7 of us watching this the other night, and you get to that point where it said they had a Broken Age like animation, and the guy's like, I hear the second half gets better.
Exactly. That's
and
what
I'm
was like, oh my
are
God.
Are you serious? We're only halfway through this? And that was 2 hours into it.
Dude, I know. And the really messed up thing about it is like, you know, like I'm looking at Twitter, I'm commenting here and there, and it's everyone's like loving it. It's like we're finally getting the gaming, you know, the game award that we deserve. It's like it's just the right balance of actually celebrities that actually understand, you know, and want to be there, and the reveals are really cool, and you're talking to people who actually really. It was just a good vibe going. And then they dropped that bomb on you. It's like, we're halfway done. And man, Twitter turned quick. It was this is crazy. It's like, I'm out of here.
They had so much stuff on there that was just, well, the show was kind of like broken because they would have like lights not come on and they would have audio glitches where you couldn't hear the people talking. There was one point where one of the guys, I don't remember if it was before or after the half, but one of the guys came on and he's like standing there getting ready to say something. And he's like, can you please roll the teleprompter so I know what to say?
Oh,
and he literally said that on the screen.
Ouch.
That being said, though, I mean, the spirit of it was good. It's got to be at least no more than 90 minutes. That's as much as I could take.
Yeah, they had so much filler, so much musical performance from, like, I guess people who did the music for games.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize a lot of them.
Yeah, neither did I.
They had just people who didn't know how to talk. Like, they would just go on and ramble for, like, 15 minutes about what they're trying to say. Yeah. Right. But it was pretty boring.
It was. I mean, I like what he tried to do. He just needed a lot less of it. And I think, and hopefully he'll take the criticism to heart. Because overall, trust me, it's been the best one in a long time.
Yeah. They didn't have a whole lot of celebrities and stuff on this one, did they?
They had the Jack Bauer. What's his name? I can't think of
Yeah,
his name.
Yeah, Sutherland. But he's in a game. I could see why they would have him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, the celebrities that they did have there, they were there for a good reason. You know? You know, they didn't have Paul McCartney come out just because he's Paul McCartney or something like, you know, stupid like that.
Yeah. All right, moving on. The Lego Movie. Somebody finally watched that.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies very often, so I'm way behind.
You know what? I love that movie.
I'll say everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. I love that movie.
And now that's stuck in your head. Everything is awesome.
Dude, in the credits, they had the spaceship guy and the moon base. I had that back in 1978. I got it for a Christmas
that
present.
That game had so many small nuances. Freaking just like awesome. like the astronaut having the broken thing on his face. Because all of mine had that broken piece of shit there.
The stuff up. Sean was talking. He was like, man, I love that spaceship guy because my spaceship dude, his little vest emblem was rubbed off on mine. Yep. It's like that guy. And just little nuances. My favorite part of that movie, and it's so small, is when they're at the very beginning of the movie, they tear down the skyscraper and rebuild it, and you hear just everybody yelling like, "I need the four piece with the thing," and I was like, "That was me as a kid. That was me."
And then when the way that movie ends, it makes sense as why all that stuff's going on. That's why you felt like a kid.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything about it.
Yeah. I kind of don't.
That completely blew me off guard that happened.
Yeah.
And I even had crazy glue, man. And I was like, oh my God, that never dawned on me. You know, I just.
Oh, that's crazy glue is like anti Lego. That's just like. Ugh.
But spoilers, we don't get too much into it. But.
Okay.
All right. And then television, Flash versus Arrow episodes. Those were pretty cool.
Those were real cool, man.
Yep. Did they do it for both?
Yes,
shows?
They did. Yeah, they did.
I only
Flash
watched
one
the
was
Flash
better.
One.
The Flash one was definitely better.
See,
but are they chronological at all? Like, I watched the Flash one.
Watch the Flash one first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Arrow episode didn't really make any sense for a Flash versus Arrow because they were helping each other out. Right. But the first one was definitely Flash versus Arrow.
Yeah, me and Amanda were talking. We're like, how are they going to, they're both really good guys. How are they going to verse each other? And then that dude comes in. It's like, oh, of course, that's what's going to happen.
There you go. The angry guy.
I will say this. Flash has definitely improved since the first couple episodes. That show keeps getting better. But it's still a very much Monster of the Week episode show. But I'm definitely...
It's doing it well.
Yeah, it's doing it well. The first couple episodes, I was like, yeah, I like the show, but it's just... It's too... I don't know, just too kind of cheesy. And now it's kind of getting coming into its own. And I do love that at the end of... after they show the Flash logo, there's always that little bit that's trying to forward the story a bit. So you're trying to figure out... I still don't know who that guy is, you know?
Oh, the doctor?
Yeah, I don't know who... At first, I thought he was...
There's
like,
something about that guy.
I keep thinking that he's something like a Bizarro Flash or something like that. But the Bizarro Flash is really fat,
right?
So I just kind of
that doesn't necessarily mean anything in a TV show,
right? I know. I'm just saying it to me because I keep thinking about the Flashpoint where at the very first episode where he's running around his mom. Well, it's obviously some kind of Flash, the man in yellow, and I just have a feeling that's who Dr. Wells is, but we don't know who that is. So
I'm still fairly certain that's Bizarro Flash, though.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty.
I think these are on here from last week. The news, the broken games and DLC games, I think.
Yeah. But. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I missed. I got a text there and I was trying to.
Okay. Oh, under news. Yeah, we news heard. And rants.
Any black stories or gets? Well.
Black stories.
not any good ones, at least.
And I'm Black Friday go there. Stories.
Yeah.
I picked up Tomb Raider on Xbox One, and I picked up Metro Redo for Xbox One.
I bought poop.
Bought poop. Did you get anything, Rich?
No. No. I didn't.
Oh, this year was kind of lackluster.
Yeah. And then like the Cyber Monday shit was even worse.
No, pretty much I got everything I wanted already, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like to stick around and wait around for stuff.
Seems like this year was like the easiest year to get games for free as far as like, we messed up, here's a free game. We messed up, here's a free game. So like a lot of them that were on sale were games that they already gave away.
Yeah. I picked up Shadows of Mordor on Xbox One, and like I said, and sold my... And I went back to the game on Xbox One. I'm having way easier time playing that now since I played a little bit of the PS4 version. And then I picked up... picked up something else on Xbox One on the store, and I cannot think of it now. Sniper Elite. That's what I picked up.
I did pick up Shadows of Mordor. I just forgot. I just installed it yesterday. I don't know when we get to play it, but I installed it.
We should go play a Sniper Elite co-op, Rob.
Yeah. I don't like playing co-op games with you, though. You like to rush.
Not always.
You like to finish one thing and go on to the next, and I don't have time to breathe. Oh, you know what pissed me off, Corey? Remember I was working on Far Cry 4 to get my items to, like, increase my wallet and all that shit?
Yeah.
When we logged out of that game, I went back to play the game later. I didn't have any of that shit. It didn't save
me. Oh,
really?
And here's
that doesn't save on co-op stuff?
Well, here's the funny thing, dude. That was my game. We were playing in my world.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And that pissed me off.
So that's crazy.
And so I turned that game on. I started having to go back and collect all that shit. I just said, fuck it, and put that game away. I was not in the mood. So I don't know when I'll go back to Far Cry 4, but that really annoyed me.
Hey, let me ask you guys a quick question. While we're on the subject of co-op. That Destiny DLC. Either you guys even tempted...
I probably will because I bought that season pass. So.
Oh, you did?
Well, I bought the game that came with the season pass. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know.
I sold it today. I sold it the other day because I ain't playing that piece of shit. That game was a waste.
They keep on, we changed this, they changed that. And I'm just like, part of me is like, well, I still have it on my hard drive. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, the only reason I have it on my hard drive is because I had that season pass. And I'm
You want to keep your money's worth out of it.
If it's not good after the season or after that expansion comes out, I'm definitely deleting it.
Yeah, I'm curious what you think about it because I think I'm level 21 and I don't have time to do the raid. The raids sound like the best part. I can't get six people together. Hell, I can't even get two people together to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, PlayStation turns 20.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yay!
Woohoo!
They had that system come out.
I like the look of that PS4 system.
I do.
But I'm not going to go out and buy a new PS4 for that. So.
Well, they only made 12,000.
Oh well, I'm definitely going to get one of those.
And they all sold out in the first minute.
Did you guys watch any of the PlayStation Experience?
I don't care enough.
I watched some of the Tomb Raider stuff. and not Tomb Raider, but the Uncharted stuff. And it's next gen Uncharted.
Yeah, I watched a video of that because I wanted to see what it looked like, and I don't think it looks all that great. I mean, it looks okay.
It looks like Uncharted. Yeah, you know? I mean, which is not a bad thing at all.
But
don't
I'm
get
just
me
saying,
wrong.
You know, to me, it didn't look any better than Tomb Raider did on the next gen consoles.
Right.
You know,
right.
for something, the game that's built for that system, you know, it doesn't look all that impressive to me.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, let's get our plugs in because I got to go role play.
Okay. All right.
All right. Rich, plug
yes.
away.
Okay, plug away here. My PSN and gamer tags are Rolex DP Racer. If you want, you know, friend me, please do so. I also do a sports car show called Sports Car Unleashed at scunleashed.com. We do a weekly podcast about all IMSA related sports car racing. If you're so inclined, check us out there. And yeah, that's it.
All right, Corey, do you want to plug anything?
Follow me on Xbox, PlayStation, everything at Wolfna.
All right. I want to plug the Double XP podcast with Big Steven. There's a whole bunch of shit. There's all links to it on the website, so you guys can check it out there when Push puts this up. And, oh my God, my Skype account has been suspended.
I hope this records okay.
No, the old one, right?
Yeah, the one I was having an issue with. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, because everything's under your Microsoft thing. You're good.
Yeah, but
don't sweat it, man.
Huh?
You're good. They're probably just trying to clean everything up.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah.
Either that, or this is our last show.
Okay, it says because of security, I guess, because I put a password in too many times wrong, so it's temporarily suspended. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
But, all right. Well, guys, everybody have a good evening, and adios.
Right, take it easy, guys.